If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
That's the most complete game we've played all year long. All three phases were pretty impressive. I mean, that's the first shutout we've had of the year, and it's against one of the better teams we've played all year.
Thunder Basin dominates in every facet. I'm Chris Brintle with your sports. The Thunder Basin Bolts shut out Natrona Friday night 40-0. Thunder Basin, in its dominant, methodical win, led 21-0 at the half.
Third down and 8 for Natrona at the Thunder Basin 48. Hill gets the snap. Three-step drop. Looking over the middle. He's going to lob a rainbow pass deep down the middle. And a pass is intercepted by Andre Felton as he tumbles down at the Thunder Basin 24. That was read beautifully by Felton as he reached up in front of his charcoal gray helmet and snagged it with his white gloves. He gives to Lundberg up the middle. And he is going to sidestep to his right and run right into the orange end zone along the hash marks for a Thunder Basin touchdown. Lumber gets his seventh touchdown in 2020, and the Bolts have opened it up in Casper. They lead it 27-0.
7-1 Thunder Basin can earn home field advantage throughout the playoffs, even through the state championship game, if they win at Sheridan Friday night. Coverage for that game is set at 6:45. The game can be heard on News Radio 106.7 FM and online at basinsradio.com. The Campbell County Camels fell at rival Sheridan Friday night 49-0. The Camel offense did not score in 11 possessions. The 1-7 Camels still have an outside shot at making the postseason. Campbell County needs to beat Kelly Walls Friday night, and 2-6 Laramie has to lose for them to have a chance. That game Friday night at Camel Stadium can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM and online at basinsradio.com. The Gillette Wild hockey team lost Saturday in a shootout in heartbreaking fashion at Great Falls 5-4. Along with the 3-0 loss Friday night, the Wild were swept in Great Falls. Great Falls is still undefeated at 6-0. And in the aftermath, the Wild have a 3-2 mark. And the Denver Broncos, without scoring a touchdown, upended the New England Patriots in Foxborough 18-12 yesterday. Denver has now won two in a row, and they're 2-3, heading into its huge matchup against Kansas City in Denver next week. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.